Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. The government of India has agreed to allow US air carriers to resume passenger services in the US-India market starting July 23rd. The Indian government, citing the coronavirus, had banned all scheduled services, prompting the US Transportation Department in June to accuse India of engaging in unfair and discriminatory practices on charter air carriers serving India. Global coronavirus infections passed 14 million on Friday, marking the first time there has been a surge of 1 million cases in under 100 hours. The first case was reported in China in early January, and it took 3 months to reach 1 million cases. It has taken just 4 days to climb to 14 million cases from 13 million recorded on July 13. The US, with more than 3.6 million confirmed cases, is still seeing huge daily jumps in its first wave of COVID-19 infections. Prime Minister Modi on Friday delivered a keynote address virtually at the high-level segment of the United Nations Economic and Social Council session. In his address, PM lauded the country's healthcare system to contain the spread of COVID-19 pandemic. He also credited India's grassroots health system in helping the country attain one of the best recovery rates in the world in the fight against COVID. The report says that the FMCG value sales index, which was at 100 in March prior to the lockdown, dipped to 75 during the months of April and May. However, June saw a revival, with the index touching 98, just a few points lower than the value in March. The recovery has been faster in rural India. Google's blogspot.in is currently inaccessible to many users in India. It seems that Google has forgotten to renew its blogspot.in domain name, which has caused millions of blogging websites to break. Google bought blogspot.in domain in 2003. People who post on the blogging platform are facing issues and not able to gain access to their blogs. This is because Google has lost rights to the URL blogspot.in. The Income Tax Department has issued refunds worth ₹71,229 crore to more than 21.24 lakh taxpayers during the last 3 months in a bid to ease the COVID-19 stress from taxpayers. This includes personal income tax refunds amounting to ₹24,603 crore issued to 19.79 lakh taxpayers and corporate tax refunds worth ₹46,626 crore to 1.45 lakh taxpayers during this period. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.